Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And another great day with another senior, very senior, Democrat retiring. Dropping out of the fray and opening even more possibilities and more likelihood of GOP victory in the upcoming election a year from now for control of the House of Representatives. But maybe control of the House of Representatives doesn't even matter. Or control of the Senate, for that matter. Why? Because Democrats are now insisting, and it's everywhere, that basically we live in a republic of Supreme Court dictatorship, of a one agency of government, one branch of government that cannot be overridden by any other, and that cannot even change its own policy. This is the most bizarre thing ever. It's like the ancient view of the papacy. Even with the papacy, a pope can go back to a prior pope and say, well, no, we have a different understanding of God's will. And that's even though there's a doctrine of papal infallibility. Is there such a thing now of a doctrine of Supreme Court infallibility concerning particularly abortion rulings? Is the court infallible in those rulings so that a new court can't even overturn them or question them? We will get to that question because it's crucial. There's all kinds of evidence that the Democrats are planning to use this abortion issue to try to rekindle their hopes of actually winning the midterm elections. Can they do that? Are they right that there is an overwhelming majority of people in the country who will find any change in Roe v. Wade to be somehow grounds for avoiding Republican governance? I'll tell you what might be grounds for running, welcoming Republican governance is this current idiotic, loathsome, hateful, and self-destructive gift to Democrats everywhere, which is this strategy of threatening a government shutdown in order to undo the Biden vaccine mandate. The entire identification of the Republican Party with opposition to vaccine mandates, I think it's a disaster. There is all kinds of evidence about Omicron. We're going to be speaking later to top officials from one of the nation's leading hospitals in treating particularly the COVID-19 in all of its forms. We'll be speaking to people from Evergreen Health about the anticipated arrival. It hasn't arrived in the state of Washington yet. It may by the time the show gets to that discussion. We'll be speaking with leaders from Evergreen Health about what this means. And then there is a duel between aging rockers and Gene Simmons versus Ted Nugent versus Alex Jones, all very, very spirited on the issue of vaccines. And then there's a huge question, which is why, what is behind the massive, huge spike in violence inside public schools nationwide? And we'll also be speaking with David French about why Ruth Bader Ginsburg was right about Roe v. Wade. And this is before she was on the court. She gave a lecture in which she spoke about the way that Roe v. Wade was written in such a way that it really sealed its own inevitable destruction. And we will get to that as well on an extremely busy day on the Michael Medved Show. The first point I want to make before we get into all of the reaction to the questions that were asked yesterday in a 2-hour session before the Supreme Court of the United States. And again, I would welcome somebody if you want to explain how this goes. We have a problem in this country where most people don't even pause to think about the implication of what they are saying. And there's an implication that has been roundly attacked by many, many, many leading conservatives. Former law professor of mine, named Robert Bork, actually made the case against the Supreme Court as the source of all power and all decision-making in the United States. He made that case years ago. But you have a situation where if you think for just a moment about the core idea behind Roe, when Roe was adjudicated in 1973, when they made that decision, there were 50 states in the United States, right? Just like there are now. It was a long time ago, but it wasn't that long ago. We got our full complement of 50 states in 1959. I guess 1960 was a final admission of Hawaii. But in any event, 50 states. How many of those states had laws about abortion? All of them. In 23 of the 50 states, abortion in some forms and under some circumstances, some limitations, was legal. In other states, it was entirely illegal. And what Roe did is, with a Supreme Court decision, they completely rewrote these laws that had been debated and voted on and revised and messed with, really, because that's what legislators do. If you have a democratic republic and you elect people to a state legislature and they get to make the laws and the governor gets to approve it and either sign it or veto it, and it's basically an entire process. And it's not always a perfect representation of the people and the people's will, but it's a pretty good one. And all of a sudden this is all thrown into the trash and discarded, based not on anything that is written in the Constitution, and everybody admits that. Nobody saw that there was some kind of secret acrostic or anagram that spelled out free abortion. And, oh yeah, if you take the third letter of every fourth word in this passage in the Constitution, it's not there! You can't find it! And you can't even find a hint about abortion in the Constitution of the United States. If you believe it should be in the Constitution, well, you can do something about it. You can fight for a constitutional amendment. And maybe Democrats will. But the idea that abortion is in the Constitution, as was said yesterday in the questioning very forcefully and very effectively by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, the Constitution is neutral on abortion. It is, in fact, more than neutral, it's totally silent. Nothing. And yet, the claim is that the Supreme Court takes that authority to throw out every law. Does that make the Supreme Court an equal branch government? Because, see, the whole idea of having different branches of government is to negotiate a middle way. It's one of the reasons we have two houses of Congress. Is that it happens with every bill. It's going to happen with this Build Back Broke bill by President Biden. It's got to be negotiated with the House and the Senate. Supreme Court doesn't have to negotiate with anybody. They speak, and it's like a voice from the top of Mount Sinai and tablets of stone. We declare. And literally, we've gotten to a situation where you can't appeal from the Supreme Court. There's no higher court. There's no way to overturn their decision. It's final. But it's worse than that. Now the Democrats are making a worse argument, and the argument being that a new Supreme Court can't even contradict an old Supreme Court. That once the court has spoken and established a precedent, and it's lasted long enough, boom, that's it. That's ultimate truth. It can't be questioned. So what exactly are you supposed to do? We will get to that and to much more on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extremely hot feelings on all sides of the abortion issue, which means that there are extremely intense feelings about the role of the Supreme Court. But let me get to the essence of this, because I think this is the deepest of deep issues about what the court was talking about yesterday. About what's going on with Roe v. Wade, is that we've had this belief on the part of judicial activists and liberals for many, many years, which is that the court has to be the ultimate authority in any disputes with Congress. But what that means is that the court not only is the ultimate authority for this moment, it means that the court is the ultimate authority forever. Why? Because you have people like Justice Sonia Sotomayor, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, who are just extreme on this question of stare decisis. Stare decisis, as everybody has learned by now, means the law is the law, basically. And that once there is a precedent that's established, once the court has made a decision, basically, that's it. That's the final say. But that's not what stare decisis is supposed to mean, because sometimes there are cases that are wrongly decided that need to be overturned. And the general understanding is that if a case is wrongly decided, if it doesn't work out, if it is basically a disaster and logically incompatible and it's distorting our whole legal system and our whole governmental system, if there's a case like that, well, you need to come back and revisit it. And as Justice Kavanaugh, I believe it was, again, pointed out yesterday in some of the discussion before the court, that's happened often. And often it's involved correcting notorious mistakes that the court has made in the past. Because you've got to do that. I mean, courts does a great job, generally, but it makes mistakes, just like legislatures make mistakes. But Sonia Sotomayor, responding to that, do we have that audio, Jeremy? Yeah, she said this from the bench, and Justice Breyer repeated the same sentiments, and Justice Kagan repeated the same sentiments, that basically their argument is that whatever you think about Roe v. Wade, whatever you think about the Casey versus Planned Parenthood decision of 1992, whatever you think of those decisions, boom, they've been settled, they've been there for a long time, you can't change them. You can't undo them. This is Justice Sotomayor yesterday. Listen.
The sponsors of this bill, the House bill in Mississippi, said we're doing it because we have new justices. The newest ban that Mississippi has put in place, the six-week ban, the Senate sponsor said, we're doing it because we have new justices on the Supreme Court. Will this institution survive the stench that this creates in the public perception that the Constitution and its reading are just political acts? I don't see how it is possible.
Okay, it's so extreme. The stench, she's talking about the stench from the bench because they undo a precedent that is a terrible precedent. And we're going to be speaking about that with one of the smartest lawyers around, David French, who has dealt representing the Alliance Defending Freedom in the past with all kinds of important cases before the Supreme Court. But the same basic point that Justice Sotomayor was making was also made yesterday by Justice Breyer, much more effectively, and by Justice Kagan, the three so-called liberals on the Supreme Court. But think about what that point means. If somehow it's political and it's unacceptable for the court to take a second look and change a precedent, if that is impossible to do or it's improper to do, doesn't this establish a complete and unique imperial authority for the Supreme Court that no other branch of government comes close to? Is that at all what the founders intended? I'm not now here questioning the idea of judicial review, But my hope about this entire matter is going to be to make it less political and basically to go around Roe v. Wade rather than overturning the whole thing, just making it clear, as is obviously the case, that there is nothing in the Constitution, nothing you can find looking with a microscope, looking for little tiny fabric samples or anything else, nothing you can find in that Constitution that says that it is outrageous or improper or unauthorized or forbidden for the people of Mississippi, through the power of elections, electing a legislature, and then the legislature going back and forth and back and forth, and then finally coming up with this bill that says that, sure, if you want an abortion, most abortions in Mississippi, in fact, the overwhelming majority, I believe the estimate is over 90%, occur during the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. They don't go beyond that. And basically what they're saying is that you cannot go beyond that. If you want to get an abortion, you get the abortion the first 15 weeks, unless there is a case here of the life or health of the mother. And in which case, fine, then it's a completely legitimate. And by the way, I think most people agree on that. But the notion that somehow the Constitution of the United States, which it's very, very difficult to change, the Constitution of the United States requires that this law, this reasonable law, be thrown out, that's a really bizarre point to take. And to say that because this case was decided some almost 50 years ago, that you now can't question it, can't turn it over. What other branch of government is like that? President does an executive order, it can be changed by the next president. Congress passes a bill, it can be altered by the next Congress. And the idea, and that becomes a real question. In other words, if you want to change the Constitution to get rid of the ban on regulating abortion, if you wanted, what would you change? Because it's not there in the Constitution. There is nothing really to change. There's a great deal to think about and talk about. David French talks about returning to a single thought as he heard the oral arguments yesterday. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was right. David French says that? We'll talk about why she was right, coming up on the MedVed Show with David French.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is unveiling his administration's COVID winter strategy.
And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing and a lot more.
Speaking at the NIH, Biden says the situation in the United States is greatly improved compared to a year ago. A second person has tested positive for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Minnesota after traveling to New York City to attend the Animeme convention. Minnesota Department of Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm explaining the way people within the state can keep themselves safe from the variant.
In addition to vaccination and boosters, we can slow the spread of this variant and all COVID-19 variants by using the layered prevention methods of wearing masks, staying home when sick, and getting tested when appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved Show, sometimes in this job, listening to all the voices out there, you can get a little bit depressed because there is so much misinformation and so much confusion. And basically, there are a lot of people who are trying to sell you a bill of goods with no clarity and no integrity. Sorry, but I believe that's the case. That's why it's such a pleasure to hear David French. He's done it again. David French is the senior editor of The Dispatch and a contributing writer to The Atlantic. He's also a distinguished attorney with a remarkable record in defending religious liberty. He's written a phenomenal piece about the, which is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com, about the oral arguments we heard at the Supreme Court yesterday. David, you say at the very beginning of your piece something surprising. Ruth Ginsburg was right. How quickly was she right?
Yeah, this is something when talking about Roe, and I'm pro-life, those are not words you expect somebody to say. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg gave a speech in 1992, and a lot of people don't know this about her. This is actually a position that she talked about for decades, was that she was deeply troubled by aspects of Roe versus Wade. And those aspects of Roe versus Wade are what rendered it so vulnerable at the oral arguments we heard yesterday. And so there was really two things. Ginsburg said that Roe versus Wade was essentially legislation. Now, that's not something she was opposed to. She says that she was quoting Oliver Wendell Holmes to say that judges do and must legislate. But most of the Republican-nominated judges don't, or all of them really don't hold that view. And the other thing was that it was legislative in many ways, and it was breathtaking in scope. In other words, that Roe was extremely broad, and it was so broad that it was destabilizing. And
hold on for a moment. Destabilizing is a very, very bad word when you're doing a legal system. And destabilizing, of course, implies that it's going to be resisted and eventually changed. This is the sense in which it was destabilizing. Roe was a case of a woman opposing Norma McRae, we now know her name was, that she was opposing an abortion law in Texas. The
correct.
Right thing, and you raised this point in your piece, and it's brilliant and very relevant. The right thing to do, if you thought that Texas law was too extreme, was to overturn the law in Texas, but not to create this gigantic framework about you can do this in the first 3 weeks, the first trimester, and this in the second trimester, and then this in the third trimester, where they allow pretty broad restrictions on abortion. But nothing said the Supreme Court had to settle the abortion issue for all 50 states. They were being called upon to settle the law in Texas. How would history have been different if the court back in 1973 had been smart enough to do that?
Yeah, that is literally the question that Bader Ginsburg asked in 1992. She said, suppose the court had stopped there without displacing virtually every state law then in force, would we have seen the same level of controversy that we've seen since 1973? And the answer, I think, is pretty squarely no, that there would have been a Democratic consensus that would have emerged. It's not that it would have been entirely uncontroversial, but the issue would have been settled through the Democratic process. Was maybe the courts intervening around the edges of the issue. But that was essentially, in 2013, Ginsburg was questioned about Roe again and made much of the same point. And she drew an interesting contrast, which was fascinating, that if you look at the court's jurisprudence around sex discrimination cases, it was much more incremental and has not had even a fraction of the controversy that Roe has had. Of course, Roe is much more consequential because it deals with a life and death issue. But at the same time, one of the aspects of Roe, there's the stakes of Roe, in other words, these incredible high stakes, but also the way in which it was decided with this breathtaking decision that has led to almost 6 years of really contentious argument in American society that has been, in many ways removed from the democratic process.
Well, that's exactly right. When you say removed from the democratic process, I was suggesting that this is an imperial court, and the claims that were made for the court yesterday by the three liberals were basically, okay, this has been decided. We've had stare decisis now comes into play. It's decided by the court. Once the court speaks, it's infallible, and you can't even think about overturning it. In other words, doesn't their claim amount to not only can Congress and voters and other branches of government not undo something that a court has done that's a mistake, but even subsequent courts can't undo that mistake? Don't you dare touch the precedent. Isn't that a dictatorial, imperial kind of claim for Supreme Court authority?
It's also ahistorical. And as Justice Kavanaugh pointed out, that the court has reversed prior precedents on many occasions, and thank goodness that it has. I mean, it's reversed Plessy v. Ferguson with Brown versus Board of Education. It's reversed multiple bad precedents that have deprived Americans of their constitutional rights. And so, it is ahistorical to say that the court doesn't or shouldn't revisit precedent. It's done it many times. And, one of the things that was striking to me, I found that the pro-Roe side was losing in the oral argument was how much time was spent talking about stare decisis. Stare decisis is kind of the last refuge you run to when you're arguing at the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court isn't bound by its prior precedent, and everybody knows it. So if you're arguing stare decisis, that's like, that's your last fortress. That's your last refuge. And so every word spent talking about stare decisis was a knowledge, was symbolic of the knowledge that the pro-Roe forces had, that they were on their heels in that argument.
Yeah, and by the way, the other thing, it's very important that people are reassured in all of this, that regardless of what the court decides, and the decision is going to be announced in June or July, regardless of what they decide, it's not going to immediately end access to abortion anywhere. In Mississippi, it may apply to for the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. But 15 weeks, pardon me. But really, that's all, right?
I believe Mississippi may also have a heartbeat bill now, so that may lock into place if Roe is overturned. Essentially, this is what will happen if Roe is overturned. If Roe is overturned, then abortion will be governed by all 50 states and by, of course, the federal partial birth abortion ban, which is enforced currently. So then it will be governed by the states. And so your state government will be largely, almost entirely responsible for defining what abortion rights exist in your state. And the way things work now is it appears, if you look at the populations of the states, the restrictions of the states, the abortion rates in the states, is that the end of Roe would likely mean maybe about a 10 to 15% decrease in abortions in the United States, which is a big decrease. I mean, 10% is a lot of abortion.
But it is not the end of the world or a fundamental switch. David French, read his piece at our website, michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show. Again, after ruminating on these oral arguments before the Supreme Court yesterday, and listening to it and reading the arguments, I think by far the most likely outcome is that the John Roberts ends up channeling Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And now you're immediately saying, oh no, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, famous liberal, famous extreme liberal. But she was right about one thing. She was right about Roe. In this sense, that she talks about using a thought experiment. What if what they did in Roe was play the role that a court is supposed to play, which is to look at the case in front of it, not to make new rules. And the case in front of it had to do with a very restrictive abortion law in Texas, and they could have struck that law down without stipulating how the Texas legislature is supposed to fix it, but clearly making it clear that they, when it came to cases like Norma McCorvey's case in Roe, that was too restrictive. You had to give a broader latitude for abortion in Texas. That wouldn't have been a mandate that applied to every single state in the union and forever, and basically trying to play the role of lawmakers rather than law interpreters. Now, what was the basis? On what basis would they have struck down this law with in Texas in the original Roe? It couldn't have been a flimsier basis than the one that they had, which was extended to a far more consequential point. Now, what does this have to do with John Roberts? The safest play, and they might even, maybe, probably not, but it's possible they could get a vote from Justice Breyer or maybe Justice Kagan, certainly not from Justice Sotomayor, to make it an even stronger decision. The original Roe was 7-2. It would be great if this decision ended up being 7-2, but 6-3 works too. And the decision would be, okay, this law before us now is not unconstitutional, and it accords with the law, and they could do it without overturning the entire structure of Roe, because already the Casey decision of 1993, and this isn't as confusing as it sounds, it really isn't. The Casey decision was also a bad and badly written decision, by the way. How badly written was it? It was badly written. It had that long passage by Justice Kennedy that was written that Justice Scalia derided as the sweet mystery of life passage, where they spoke about how it was somehow a fundamental right for each person to solve the deepest yearnings and his spiritual meanings and to do it on his own without government interference. Okay. Interesting principle, but you don't have to overturn all of that. All you have to do is say that, look, if a state government wants to regulate abortion by banning abortion in the first 15 weeks, okay, they do it. And they can do it. And that means that there might have to be some changes in abortion regulation in different places, but that's awfully close to Roe. That, because Roe makes it clear that viability should be the standard, and viability is now not 28 weeks as it was at the time that Roe was adjudicated. Viability is now measured as between 22 and 24 weeks. That's what everybody agrees on. So you're not, what you're arguing about here is a very small number of abortions, as David French made clear. And you're also not arguing upon some sweeping principle. The question is, should someone between the Mississippi law and what is an established legal principle under Roe, which is you're talking about the difference between restricting abortions between 15 weeks of pregnancy and 22 weeks of pregnancy. Okay, I understand. That can be very inconvenient. But the point is, and this is a point that was very forcefully made by Justice Barrett, Amy Coney Barrett, is that you are not eliminating access to abortion by restricting it to the first part of a pregnancy. And Roe itself acknowledges that. I'll tell you, the White House is dodging any kind of specificity at all in responding to what went on yesterday. But at least they're a little bit more sane than Nancy Pelosi. This is, today's of course the day of her weekly press conference. Here's how she reacted to the oral arguments yesterday by the court. This is clip two.
Sometimes I think they need a session in the birds and the bees for some of the kinds of statements that they make. I say that as mother of 5, 6 years and 1 week, 5 children. As I say to my colleagues, when you have 5 children in 6 years and 1 week, we can discuss this issue. That was great for me. That's not necessarily great for other people, and it shouldn't be up to any of us to decide what a woman and her family and her husband, her first partner decides is right for them and their family and their future childbearing possibilities. So it's scary. It's really scary. And I say that as a practicing Catholic. Again, this shouldn't even be a political issue.
Okay. It shouldn't be a political issue because really what they are insisting upon is the Constitution determines that you must have access to abortion after the first 15 weeks. And the key principle here is an argument between 15 weeks and 22 weeks or 20 or 25. Really? And that the Constitution has the answer to that, not legislators and doctors and health authorities and the people who basically elect the people who make these laws. This was the White House response, Jen Psaki, earlier today. Clip 8.
Is the White House concerned that this Supreme Court is about to overturn Roe versus Wade? And what, if anything, are you doing to prepare for that possibility?
Well, I'm not going to make an assessment of how the Supreme Court will rule, but what I will say is that the President is committed to working with Congress to codify the constitutional right to safe and legal abortion as protected by Roe. He's announced his strong support for passage of the Women's Health Protection Act, urges Congress to pass it.
Okay, Congress won't, and of course Democrats are going to campaign on this, and even if Congress does, that's going to be challenged constitutionally. Why? Because it's the federal government taking over a matter which always before and traditionally and before Roe and during Roe, the abortion regulation has been the question of the states. And again, when it comes to the idea of some abortion regulation, for instance, regulating very late term abortions and talking about only very late term abortions in cases of medical necessity, when it comes to that, that's overwhelmingly supported by the American people. The craziness about this whole thing is the access to abortion is so precious to the left. Why not? If you believe the overwhelming majority of Americans want completely free abortion on demand, no restrictions, pass a constitutional amendment. What are the chances of that? Zero, zip, zilch, nada, none. Because this is a matter in which every society and every nation on earth, the Scandinavian societies, have limits and restrictions on later term and even middle term abortions. So the idea that this somehow is America acting by itself in moving toward an abortion regime and pattern of legislation and restriction that will be much more comparable to other nations, that, it seems to me, is inevitable. And it's beneficial long-term for the cause of liberty and democracy, not Supreme Court tyranny, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.